Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. On October 31st, 1517, a disgruntled priest posted 95 theses in Latin on the door of a church in Wittenberg, Germany. Within a short time, Martin Luther had fanned the flames and a spiritual revolution had begun. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're celebrating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. Let's travel now with Dr. Lutzer to the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany.
It's not every day we get the opportunity to stand at a place that has made history. But here we are in the city of Wittenberg, standing at the door where Luther nailed his 95 theses way back in 1517. Today we are in Germany. We're part of a tour group, and we're having the opportunity of seeing the sights of the Reformation. Many of us have had the privilege of being in Wittenberg before, and we rejoice in this opportunity to somehow relive the Reformation and what took place here. Previously, we talked about Martin Luther being in a monastery in Erfurt, and it's there he discovered that medieval religion was insufficient. And he came here to Wittenberg in 1511. He came to teach. Staupitz, his confessor, told him that he should teach the Bible. Luther was experiencing what is known in German as Anfechtungen, that is, an existential despair of soul, a sense of being cut off from God, a sense of guilt, and he wanted to know how to save his soul. That's why he enrolled in that monastery in Erfurt. And then he was asked to come and to teach here in Wittenberg, and in a few moments I'll be explaining the door, the famous door where the 95 theses were posted. He came here, he began to teach the Psalms. He came to Psalm 22. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Luther began to say to himself why Jesus Christ himself experienced this despair, this sense of alienation from God. And he realized that the reason was because Christ was separated from God for us. Then he began to lecture on the book of Romans, and he came in chapter 1 to the words, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. As he studied, he was terrified by the righteousness of God. That was Luther's problem. God was too righteous for him. But then he discovered that there is a righteousness that is also a gift that God gives to sinners. In chapter 3 in Romans, he read that we are justified as a gift through the righteousness that is in Christ Jesus. To quote Luther's words, night and day I pondered until I saw the connection between the justice of God and the statement, the just shall live by faith. I grasped that the justice of God is the righteousness by which God in sheer mercy justifies us. Thereafter I felt myself to be reborn and to have entered into the gates of paradise. Luther was converted, and those of us who are on this tour are going to discover later on, as we go to the university where he and his wife lived, we'll find the place where he was studying and he came to saving faith in Jesus Christ. Now, in order for us to understand the Reformation, let's remember that the church at that time essentially had many corruptions. For example, you know that 100 years before Luther, there were actually 3 popes, each accusing the other of being Antichrist, each trying to raise money to fight the other. So there was a lot of unrest. But the immediate cause of Luther's anger was indulgences. An indulgence was a letter that was given by the church that would remove the temporal penalty for sin. Not the permanent, eternal penalty, but temporal penalty. So if one committed a sin, one could receive an indulgence. And there were 4 stages. There was contrition, confession, satisfaction, and prayers. And then in addition to that, there was a gift. That was the satisfaction. And this, of course, was a policy that dated back many years. In fact, John Huss had spoken against indulgences. What really angered Luther was this. Pope Leo in Rome needed money to complete St. Peter's Cathedral. He also owed some money to German banks, so a deal was struck. indulgences would be sold and the money would be distributed between the papacy and the German banks. And also the Pope said that from now on, the indulgences are not only for the living, but also for the dead. Remember, the church taught that purgatory was not a permanent state. All who were in purgatory would eventually go to heaven. But some had to stay in purgatory longer than others because of their sins. Purgatory continued the process of justification. If a person died with mortal sin, he would not go to purgatory but to hell, and there was nothing the church could do for such people. But as for the people in purgatory, their stay could be shortened with a gift. So Tetzel came here to the borders of Saxony, set up a cross with a papal seal in the town square, and began to preach. Hear ye, some of you have mothers, and they are in purgatory. And they are saying to you, but for a few pence we could be exempt from these flames. People began to give money and receive these indulgences for the living as well as the dead. There was a little jingle that was sung, as soon as the coin in the coffer rings, another soul from purgatory springs. Frederick the Wise would not allow Tetzel to come here to Wittenberg. He's the one who began the university here. He didn't like the Pope's indulgence trade because he wanted to keep the money within his borders. But people here in Wittenberg would cross the Elbe River, go to nearby towns, and come back with these indulgences, and Frederick did not like it. This was his church. We're standing in front of his church, the Castle Church, and it was filled with relics. He brought relics from all over Europe, hoping to rival the churches in Rome. He had a wisp of Christ's hair, a piece of wood from his crib, a tooth from St. Jerome, and the like. In fact, one could cancel thousands of years in purgatory by viewing these and giving a gift. Well, what happened, as many of you know, is that on November the 1st, the relics were to be seen, the saints were to be honored. Luther came here the day before, October 31st, 1517, and nailed the 95 theses to the door that we are looking at. I wish all of you could join us here on this tour group, then you would be able to see the door for yourself, but I would like to describe it for you as best I can. The original door was burned in a fire way back in the 1800s. But this door, a metal door, is alongside of the church and is not used today. Now, as we look at it, the 95 theses are engraved in Latin on this metal door. There is a picture of the crucified Christ above the theses, reminding us that Christ's sacrifice on the cross was central to the Reformation. Luther is seen bowing before the crucified Christ with an open Bible. Melanchthon, who is Luther's friend and theologian, is also bowing, and he has a copy of the Augsburg Confession in his hand. And in the background of this painting, there is the skyline of the town of Wittenberg. Now, what were those 95 theses that Luther nailed on this door? Well, we don't have time to read them all, but I'd like to read a few of them. Standing with me are members of our tour group, and they are going to read 5 theses that I have chosen. Remember, they were written in Latin so that they might be discussed among the intelligentsia here at the university. But keep in mind also that Tetzel had come to town squares here in the area saying that his cross was of more value than the cross of Christ. Well, as I mentioned, I've chosen a few of these theses, and now we are going to have them read by members of our tour group. First of all, my wife is going to read the first thesis, and then we'll also have some others.
Thesis 1. When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said repent, he willed the entire life of believers to be repentance.
Thesis 32. Those who believe they can be certain of their salvation because they have indulgence letters will be eternally damned together with their teachers.
Thesis 52. It is vain to trust in salvation by indulgence letters, even if the Pope were to offer his soul as security.
Thesis 79. To say that the cross emblazoned with the papal coat of arms and set up by indulgence preachers is equal in worth to the cross of Christ is blasphemy.
Thesis 82. Why does the Pope not empty purgatory for the sake of love and the dire need of souls, rather than for the sake of miserable money with which to build a church?
Well, I think you understand, just the reading of those 5 theses, you understand what Luther was trying to do here, to put up some theses that would be debated. In fact, the preamble says, here are some issues we should talk about. Luther didn't even believe at that time that indulgences were wrong. He just felt that they were being abused. And in no way did he think that he was beginning a reformation. Well, what was the response to these indulgences? Remember, as I mentioned, they were printed in Latin but translated into German, and thanks to the printing press, they were soon read throughout all of Germany. Back in Rome, Pope Leo said, "Luther is a drunken German. He will feel differently when he is sober." This began a whole train of events, and some of us are going to have the opportunity to trace these events during the next few days as we are touring the sites of the Reformation. Eventually, two-thirds of Germany is going to side with Luther and become Protestant, and this is where that Reformation began. Are the issues of the Reformation still important today? Yes, because two different answers are still given to the question, how do I get to heaven? What Martin Luther is going to say is that righteousness is a gift of God. The only righteousness that God receives is that which he himself has. Therefore, if he does not grant us that special gift, we will be lost forever. And Luther is going to try to free people from the control of a corrupt church. The Pope is going to excommunicate Martin Luther. Luther is going to respond by taking the papal bull, that is the document that the Pope gave him, the document of excommunication, and that is going to be burned outside of the Elster Gate. And those of us here who are on the tour of the Reformation here in Wittenberg, we're going to be going to that gate to relive those events. And there, Luther took these documents and had them burned. And students who were attending the university would side with him, and they would have a day of celebration and parades. Well, I wish all of you could be here today to absorb the wonderful beauty and the atmosphere of Wittenberg. When Luther was here, perhaps the city had 2,500 people. Today it is much greater, and there is construction going on. Wittenberg is being rebuilt. But right here at the 95 Theses, we do remember the Reformation. And so I conclude this broadcast by asking you a question. My friend, are you sure that you have eternal life? The Scripture says that God made Christ sin for us, he who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. It is through Christ that our sin is credited to Christ, his righteousness is credited to us. Luther experienced that gift, and we have the opportunity of experiencing it as well. In a few moments, some of us are going to be walking across the town square, and we're going to be going to the university, and there we're going to discover that Luther not only was a professor, but also a pastor and a father and a husband, and in this regard, he led the way of the Protestant Reformation. I hope that you find this series on the Reformation profitable. It is my desire to create within you a burning thirst, not only to know more, but to love the Christ who is able to save, and to love the gospel, the only message that is able to save our souls. This is Pastor Lutzer from Wittenberg, Germany, standing in front of the door where the 95 Theses were posted way back in 1517. God bless you.
That was Dr. Erwin Lutzer with the third of seven special programs to commemorate the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Those 95 theses can still be seen engraved on the door of the Castle Church. Next time on Running to Win, we travel again to Wittenberg, Germany, where Martin Luther preached the gospel at the town church. Dr. Lutzer's new book, Rescuing the Gospel, tells the story of the Reformation and its significance. A copy is waiting for you as our gift when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to us at Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.